Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. A show in which myself, Jimmy O'Brien, and my co-host, Jake Storielli, discuss the game to be, the lineups that are, the pitching paths that will, and the home runs that shall. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely beautiful.
You know what I was getting my inspiration from?
Could you tell me?
Like, I was thinking Tower of Terror when, like, some, like, employee does some fake spiel about, like, we're going on the elevator. This is the place where blah, blah, and blah, blah. Enjoy the ride. That's what I was thinking of.
You hate those.
I don't know if I will hate them. I used to very much enjoy them. I probably would hate them now.
Yeah, because I'm lumping those in with, like you mentioned, tour guides that actually talk like that.
Oh, I was talking about drop roller coasters like Tower of Terror. You're talking
right.
about tour
guides. I think that's in the same boat, though. That's what I'm saying.
Tour guides are love or hate. Like, it's either you're so lame or like, all right, give me a good tour. We did a ghost tour in New York City. Tour guide was pretty good.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pregame show. My name's Jimmy O'Brien. Yanks are playing the Rangers. It's a rubber match. Rubber hose. Rubber nose. Jake, they used to call you rubber stomach.
Never called me rubber.
Because you can eat whatever you want. Never throw up.
Wish.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm pretty gassed. Like, my body has had such minimal movement today. Like, I just feel myself getting fatter, so that's not great. So outside of that, I'm all right. I haven't thought about the game at all until I saw Tyler Wade playing third base, and then I got excited. But, yeah, man, I mean, last night's game was pretty quacktastic. The gopher ball is out. Paxton looking dominant as all hell. That's pretty much everything we asked for.
Yeah. I mean, I could have done with a Wade home run.
I bet you could have, yeah. Little guy.
Hey, none of that.
Spot the lie.
Well, anyone who's listening on the podcast app, you're missing out on all the fun. I'm tiny. Which is the best joke going.
It's a classic case.
I took Wade over Gary. You want me to say I fucked up? I fucked up. Print it five times.
And it's pretty rude because technically because you had taken Gary, I couldn't take Gary. The whole thing was pretty.
I rope-a-doped you into a tie.
The whole thing was pretty. Well, no, I hit a home run. Didi went yard.
Dude, Didi's home runs are so fun.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they are. All right, let's go to the lineup today. Brett Gardner leading off. How about that? Aaron Judge is in right field playing second base. Just joking. He's batting second. He's in right field. Didi Gregorius is at shortstop batting third. He hit a home run yesterday. Edwin Encarnacion, he's playing first base. He hit a home run yesterday. He's cleaning up. Mike Ford finds himself back into the middle of the lineup. The lefty bat is DHing. Gleyber Torres, he had the day off yesterday. Got the parrot out, though. He's at second base and batting after Mike Ford, Talkman after him in left field, Romine behind the dish. And as Jake said, Tyler Wade is playing third base. So that leaves us with no DJ LeMahieu, no Gary Sanchez, no Lewis Linwood Voigt.
Going to be a lot of these days coming up, Jim. And that's what we touched upon yesterday. Tyler Wade, he is trying out for every team in Major League Baseball for 2020. You mentioned a couple weeks ago how many of these guys are going to be gone in the offseason. Tyler, you have a hot month, man. You could be a commodity. How nice would that be?
It's hitting the ball well.
Kaster really likes Wade.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Because everyone, he fits that
he
old.
Looks like me.
Everyone fits that old school. He fits that old school bill of just imagine what he can do if he could hit.
does everything else well.
He's currently the best three-tool player. He just can't hit for average, and he can't hit for power.
Yeah.
But neither can I, Jake.
Yeah. Oh, like big facts.
Okay. That was rude.
Come on.
Do you want to do the Rangers lineup? Do you care at all?
He was a Ranger boy. He said, see you later, boy. And allergies since you chew. DHing Elvis Andrews. He is your shortstop. Watch out for Willie Calhoun. Nick Solak. Danny Santana. Rogério Odor at second. Heinemann's first career home run. Ask Ronald Guzman. Mathis behind the plate, Lance Lynn on the mound. What else could the Texas Rangers do?
Wow. Took me right back to 2002, eating cereal on the countertop, watching the rerun of TRL Top 5 music videos.
Having your dog lick peanut butter off your balls.
I never did that.
Oh, I got a picture that shows you different.
That's a lie.
Okay.
Wow, you're lying all over the place. It's a liar episode.
I mean, test it. I'm on the internet. I can put it out there.
I may small screen you just for all these lies.
I think you just want to small screen me. That's all that's going through your head.
Shut up.
Okay, man.
I don't like the Rangers lineup. I just like it might be my least favorite. I thought Seattle was my least favorite. Man. The Rangers is just like, damn, I don't care about any of them.
It's just crazy that Nick Solak is batting cleanup. The hell is that?
I don't know. I don't get it. Are they just trying to split up? Like, are they doing platoons because we have a bullpen day today? And they're just like, well, let's just, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? Well, if you're wondering who's starting for the Yankees, it is Chad Green. He will be your starter. But James Paxton's outing yesterday comes into play huge today because the whole bullpen is rested. I think they're going to try and go Chad for two, Jake. He's been stretched out.
Been had stretched, yeah.
Been had snacks. So I think you go Chad for two, and then you get the four horsemen. All right, so that's six innings. So what we really need to figure out is who's getting 3, 4, and 5. Is it Nestor? Do you think it's Nestor?
Sessa.
You think it's Sessa? Sessa's pretty available as well. He hasn't pitched in 4 days now.
Yeah, hasn't Nestor pitched a couple nights ago? Sessa hasn't pitched in 4 days. Chad to Sessa.
Chad to Sessa. Wow. Wow. Chessa.
Chessa.
All right. Do you have faith in that? Do you think Sessa can give you multiple?
I have faith in Chad.
Do you think it's Chad for two, Sessa for two, Gearin for one?
Ooh, gear show. Gear up.
Gearin hasn't pitched in 3 days.
Not necessarily. I don't even think they're shy to go. If they're efficient innings, I could see them trying Chad for a third. Like they're into that. And Sessa could go three easily too.
All right. So am I allowed to say this?
Maybe.
If Chance Adams, Dahl, or Lyons are part of the plan today, I'm a little upset. Or am I not allowed to be upset about that anymore?
Like, you can be, but, I mean, it's very much an option.
Yeah,
I would not be shocked at all if any of those guys followed Chad.
Do you think in a close game, four runs or less, that the four horsemen will be deployed?
I think so. Not necessarily all of them.
2 days off each.
Britton needs work, right? Like, he was throwing just for schlitz and giggles last night.
2 days off in a row for all of them, three for some, and an off day tomorrow.
So, yeah, I mean, they probably – well, Jim, it's that tricky. They don't like tweener rest. They either want to keep them going or give them, like, 5 days off, and we're kind of at that point.
All right, but three runs or less, definitely four horses.
They'll use the good guys, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't – good for Johnny Lasagna yesterday getting some good innings in, under his belt.
Something like that.
Kind of. I'd like to see the good bullpen. And I'd like to see Chad get through two innings.
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, he's pretty well stretched out at this point. And, I mean, again, as long as he has a clean first couple batters, I mean, again, it's Nick Solak, Danny Santana, Rougned Odor, and Heinemann. Like,
what are you saying? Hyman?
Well, Jimmy. James.
I could share my pictures of you.
Usually do.
Ha! I usually do. What's your what to watch for? Give me something specific. Give me something I can call my dad and say, you gotta tune in to hear Jake's what to watch for today.
Jimmy James John Boy, my what to watch for today. How about I'm watching the audition crew. I'm going Ford and Wade, man. Like Mike Ford has 10 home runs on the season. Mike Ford with a couple good games in September, he can be a commodity. Tyler Wade, if he keeps up two hot games, which has us excited, Tyler Wade could be a commodity going into 2020. So I mean that's kind of what I'm watching. Everyone else stay healthy, get off some A swings, and I'll win the series. I mean, I do want to win this game, especially with the old friend Lance Lynn on the mound.
Lance Lynn, I don't think he's that good against lefties, Jake, and the Yankees have lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty. Those are the nine guys. So I'm watching the lefties. Gardner single, Judge forfeits the at-bat, Didi home run. Edwin hit by pitch, Ford home run. Glaber forfeits the at-bat, Talkman home run. Romine, bloop single, Wade home run. All the lefties are hitting homers, and all the righties are just getting out of their damn way.
Know what I'm watching for? Tyler Wade dropping down a bunt today. Make thick Lance Lynn move a little bit on the bump.
Oh, wow. That's kind of mean.
Sorry.
People do it to CeCe all the time.
Yeah.
How many times do you think Lance Lynn grabs his nuts today? And be honest with your guess. Don't just float a random guess out there. I want you to really think about this. How many times do you think he adjusts his nuts right after a pitch?
When he makes contact... Is that one? Like, if he shuffles around a couple times, is that two?
Contact's one.
So one is one.
One's one, yeah.
75.
Man, older than you'll ever be.
I don't know, 75. That's the honey pot. That's where I'm aiming.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Normally come up short. What's your what to watch for?
Wow, all the lefties hitting home runs.
All the lefties hitting home runs.
Didi and Ford and Edwin, or Didi, Edwin both hit home runs yesterday. So they're exempt, right? They don't need to hit a home run today. Glaber, I think Glaber is going to come back strong. Day off. Talkman could really use a big thing. If like the lefties are going to do well, and now Clint's up and... Talkman's still kind of sliding.
Yeah, he's doing the Mike Talkman missing fastballs that are hittable thing again.
And Lance Lynn throws all fastballs, all different
variants,
different degrees of fastballs, but a lot of fastballs. So I need Talkman to have two hits.
How bizarre was it when Lance Lynn was like trying to learn a curveball on the fly last year? You know. Like he was getting hit throwing 90% fastballs, and they were like, throw a curveball a little bit, and he's like, I'll try it. It's like, what?
Again, something like I never attempted.
You've attempted a curveball.
Yeah, but never on the fly during a major league game.
Never on the fly during a major league game. That's fair.
That's fair. I'm going, I need Talkman to have a big game, but mostly all the righties getting out of the lefties' way so they can all hit home runs. Okay, so Jake, okay, let's do some quick.
Forfeited at bats.
What's that?
All those forfeited at bats you were talking about.
Well, Gardner is going to get four. How many lefties we got in here? One, two, three, four, five lefties. Let's say we got 20 at bats, right? I need seven hits from the lefties tonight.
Seven hits from the lefties. Wow.
There's five of them. So that means two of them have to have extra base hit, multiple hit game.
It's going to be tight.
Well, we got Gardner for three. Easy.
No, Didi for three, Gardy for one.
Okay, so that's four. Ford goes one for four with a homer.
Ford's a one.
Talkman, I got him going two for four.
See, I had him down for one with a walk.
Okay, and then Wade, the bunt. It's going to be interesting how they score the bunt.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, seven's going to be tight. That's with Didi having a three-hit day, we've penciled it in.
Okay, I put the lefty hits at 6.5. Are you going over or under?
Under.
Wow, Jake hates lefties.
Didi's going to have three.
Okay. Chat, over, under, 6.5 hits from the five lefties in the lineup today. Let me know what you got. If you're not in the chat and you're listening on the podcast app, tweet it in. And we're done with the over-unders.
It's the homer draft.
We don't need to talk about, does anyone have good numbers against Lance Lynn? We didn't really do that.
Didi's going to after his three hits today.
That'd be huge. Let's see. Didi Gregorius has a home run. Didi Gregorius is 4 for 8 against Lance Lynn with a home run. So, boom. Glaber's 1 for 2 with the homer.
I'm saying.
Wow, DJ LeMahieu 1 for 14.
Gets the day off.
The chat is, okay, so far, Jake, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people have responded, all going over 6.5.
Bunch of Yankee fans, huh?
Maybe. You don't know. Maybe Ben Gardy is a River Dogs fan. Hot dogs that get boiled in the river.
We'll screw up the homer draft again.
Homer draft. It's the homer draft. I got two yesterday, but I took them back. Yeah. So they don't count.
Revoked.
Yeah, but there's two. Jake, you get first pick.
I get first pick. I got a point yesterday. The under did not hit. I see you marking that on the screen. I can't pick Didi or Judge. Jimmy, I am going to take skirt. Let's go. God, Finklin Einhorn. Give me Edwin Encarnacion.
All right, great. I'm taking Glaber and Judge.
Pretty good. Brett Gardner.
Oh, you think he's going to hit two? Gardner hit a bomb yesterday, huh?
Bombs away.
All right, over, under. Jake got the over correct yesterday. I got it wrong. That's the last time Jake got it right and I got it wrong since August 17th.
Well, it's the last time it happened since yesterday, so that's what people are talking about. What do you think it said at today?
What a confusing line. Bullpen day.
What?
It was 10 yesterday with Paxton versus whatever. I think they have it at 10.5 today.
Ooh. I think I'm going to go lower than that. I think they like Lance Lynn. I'll go 10. He was born. He was Rognet Odor. 9.5. Wow, you are all sorts of lost.
I'm having a rough couple days. I'm going over 9.5.
Damn, Daniel.
That's the lowest we've had in a while. In five games.
I'm going under.
Who do you got faith in?
I mean, what's that mean?
Who do you have faith in?
Yankees organization.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Who do you have faith in?
Myself, my parents, America, sometimes.
I was going to say, that's like risque.
Risque? Lance Lynn is going to go 6 innings, pitch 3 earned runs, just 1 home run. What do you think about that from Sheena Rodriguez? What do you think about
that prediction? Sheena. Love it.
Love it. Chris Cooper wants to know, how come we didn't award Canely any awards for his bullpen antics in our recap? The bullpen guys rarely get awards. Hard to solo them out.
It's tough. You got to have a nice series.
Do a breakdown of the Yankees 6-run inning and 3 bombs. That's not going to happen. Just to don't want to leave you lingering thinking it's going to happen. That one's not going to happen. I'm trying to do the Mets yesterday, but it's crazy. Dude, the Mets, man. Blue.
Mess.
I will say this. Everyone keeps saying, you know, 7-run. They blew a 7-run ninth inning or whatever. It was only 5. The last 2 runs didn't matter. So you can just say like 5. The way I was hearing it made it sound like they were up 7 or up 6. Right. They're up 4 and they blew it, which is still just as bad. Love. But I in my head, I was like, shit, they had a 7-run lead and blew it. And then I looked and I was like, oh, it was just 4. That's different than what I thought. Nice shirt, Jake.
Thanks, man.
Triton wants to know, why do I have a feeling Gardner likes to plug the toilets before anyone else can use them? He is the team prankster.
Got to keep things light.
I saw Jake shit in a garbage can in the middle of our baseball locker room.
It's true.
That was like when... What's that?
Show me the video.
I was going to say, we had a video at one point, but that was like 2003 or 4 when...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same with me and the dog and your peanut butter.
No, that's the lie.
No, that's like we had the video. It's gone now.
People are going to believe you, and that's putting a dog
people
in harm.
Are talking.
No one cares about the garbage can you shit in.
Talking about people.
More?
I don't feel good.
Okay, I just thought you were going to do more of the song.
Say that word you say to end the show.
Jake, say your last words. Did you say anything? You're supposed to say your last words. We always end it. Jake says one more word, and then, you know, constant and consistently, you use one more word to end the show. Fucking taco. Wow, terrible last word, Jake.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.